We're not good with darkness. We're not comfortable with silence. We will do almost anything we can to try to overcome the darkness, to drown out silence with noise. And yet here on Good Friday at the death of Jesus, we can't escape the darkness. The silence is stark and confronting. It's uncomfortable. Darkness has always been for us humans a metaphor for death, for suffering, for anguish, for depression and despair. Yet it's more than a metaphor, it's lived experience. And here on Good Friday, we are confronted head on with darkness and silence. The Old Testament prophecies that Jess read out to us speak of the day of the Lord, not a glorious day, but a day of darkness, a day when the sun will stop shining, a day when people will not be able to escape. And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 44, we hear these words. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Why? What is going on here? Why is the world dark when Jesus is dying? It's almost the opposite of some of Jesus' nature miracles, the calming of the storm, walking on water. Here, it seems that the cosmos itself is unraveling. The world itself is mourning. Even the sun is going dark. We get a glimpse into what is going on in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus cries out from the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? On the cross, the sin of the world is placed on Jesus' shoulders. On the cross, the eternal fellowship of the Trinity is broken as the Father turns his face away from the sin of the world. On the cross, Jesus the Son goes into the darkness, into the silence of God the Father. God the Son, the author of life, goes into the shadow of death. God the Son, the creator of light, and the one called the light of the world, enters into darkness. The natural world mourns the suffering of the one who made it. Jesus, who made all things, is unmade. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, he said that if the people were silent, the very rocks would cry out. Now the sun itself is mourning. The whole cosmos is ruptured as the eternal relationship of love in the Trinity is fractured. Darkness is confronting. Silence is uncomfortable. But on Good Friday, this darkness means light for us. Why? To understand this, we need to understand the great exchange that Jesus made on the cross. That means that every good thing Jesus gives up, we gain. Every punishment we deserve, Jesus receives in our stead. The cosmos was ruptured so God could bring restoration to the universe. Jesus went into death so you could receive life. Jesus went through the abandonment of the Father so you need never be alone. Jesus hung in the silence of God so you could know God's loving voice. The eternal fellowship of the Trinity was broken to bring you unbreakable relationship with God. The cross means that there is no sin so shameful that the forgiveness of Jesus does not cover it. There is no suffering so deep that the wounds of Jesus cannot heal it. There is no darkness so total that the light of Jesus cannot penetrate it. No part of your life is out of the reach of the life and love of Christ. Jesus went into darkness so you could have the light of life. For Jesus was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Amen.